Chapter 2. Coffee with Tony. Jack turned off Cheringham Bridge Road and drove through the little estate of 70s homes that led to Sarah's house. With the top down on his Healy Sprite, the sun shining warm and the clear blue sky above, he had a feeling this was going to be a lovely weekend, maybe the last of the summer, and he planned on enjoying it. First, a big hike up Mab's Hill for a picnic lunch, then an afternoon snooze, followed by a few evening pints at the Ploughman's. The new guy in the kitchen, though, was becoming a dab hand at cooking steaks on a barbecue. He could almost imagine being in a friend's backyard in Brooklyn. Charcoal glowing, ice-cold beers in a tub. I thought of home. Then, Sunday, breakfast sitting out on the deck of the Grey Goose, maybe a little jaunt upriver with the fishing rods, and then a stroll across the water meadows with Riley, rabbits permitting. In short...